You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Onyx Hunt and Onyx Maps. Now, I got to have a little heart-to-heart with you here real quick. I used Onyx Maps on my phone every single day during the hunting season, whether I was out west during my elk hunt, South Dakota mule deer hunt, or my rut vacation in Iowa. I was on my phone using Onyx Maps every part of the day, whether I was looking at terrain features on the topographic and satellite maps that they offer on their app, or if I was leaving a waypoint like a watering hole, or where I left my trail cameras or tree stands, or if I was marking a route from a campsite to a glassing position, or from my truck to a tree stand location. I used Onyx Maps every single day, and I feel like it's an app that made my life a little bit easier. I don't know about you, but there's been times in the past where I have been trying to find a tree stand based off of memory and not off of looking at a map. And I have gotten lost in the dark before. I had to wait till sunup and then you know, find it that way. But that problem does not exist anymore because of Onyx, and there's a ton of other features that I think you guys need to check out. Go to onyxmaps.com and check out all the functionality of the app. Download it to your phone, give it a try.
All right. Welcome back to the Backcountry Rookies Podcast. So today, this week, we have another special show. I've got Onyx Hunt coming on and Onyx Off-Road, which you'll hear more about toward the end. But we have Dylan Dowson coming on. Dylan works at Onyx Hunt, and he's coming on to talk to us about the 10-year anniversary, kind of where they Onyx came from, where Onyx is at currently. It's a great show. We're super proud to be sponsored by Onyx and super proud that they're 10 years in and they're doing great things for the outdoor industry and for hunters, for all the people that enjoy the outdoor world. So with all of that being said, thanks for listening. And here we go. Let's jump right into this show. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I have Dylan Dowson on here, and today is a special show in my opinion. This show has taken 10 years in the making. So Dylan came on today, and we're going to talk about 10 years. So this is the 10-year anniversary for Onyx Hunt, and we're going to talk about how did they get here, where did it begin, where are they going in the future. Maybe we might dip into that a little bit in the end, but in the meantime, Dylan's been on here twice now. Both of them were excellent podcasts, and he's back. But Dylan, I'm going to let you introduce yourself because we always have new listeners, and just do a quick intro on who you are and what you do, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, no, first and foremost, thanks for inviting me back on, as you said there, the third time. As Chad said there, Dylan Dowson, I've worked at Onyx for little over 4 years. Actually, I'm creeping up on about 4.5 years. I started out in the customer service team. So if there's anybody listening who, you know, has called Onyx customer service or shot us an email at least a couple years ago, there's a good chance that I was the one getting back to people and solving problems and getting people set up with the product. But yeah, I worked in customer service for a couple years, and then I moved over to the marketing side of things here at Onyx. I work a lot with our community team, so our social media, our influencers throughout the country, just day-to-day marketing initiatives, and then also like the events and trade shows that we go to. So a little bit of background about, you know, what I do here at Onyx. And I've actually been a user for several years prior to working here even. Grew up in a small town in eastern Montana. I grew up hunting and fishing from a young age, and you know, I was introduced to Onyx in the early days, not quite when it started out. It was a few years after, but, you know, with that chip product there. So I've seen and have been fortunate enough to be able to working here at Onyx have been a part of the progression for, you could say, about half of the life of the company. But yeah, as you said there, you know, the end of 2019, wrapping that season up, was our 10th season. So it's a big milestone for Onyx.
I think it's a big milestone for anybody, especially in this outdoor industry where it's competitive and it's, you know, it's hard to get that advantage. But you guys have been trucking along for 10 years and make a absolutely awesome product that's no doubt in my mind going to be around for another 10 plus more. So let's kind of break it down. Where did it start 10 years ago, 2009? How did it all kick off? How did it begin? Where did it come from?
2009, Eric Siegfried is the Onyx founder. He actually is from a town not too far from where I'm from in eastern Montana, just about an hour away. And kind of the same thing, you know, similar size communities, a lot of hunting and fishing opportunities over there. Eric grew up hunting, and he actually was a guide for several years over in that country, guiding people on antelope, mule deer hunts, etc. And, you know, hunting was definitely his passion and still is to this day. And he moved from that side of the state over to western Montana. And for anybody who hasn't driven from one side of Montana to the other, it's drastically different. Eastern Montana is a lot more breaky country with plains and sagebrush and flatland, farms, stubble fields, etc. And then the farther west you get, you know, we're in Missoula, Montana here where Onyx was founded. And just looking out the window right now, you know, we've got steep mountains, extremely timbered terrain. And so it's just very different. And when Eric moved from eastern to western Montana, he was faced with a challenge, and that was finding out where he could and could not access the public land around him, and really just get out and do what he loved to do, which was explore. And, you know, whether it's hunting or biking or just exploring, you know, the public lands, he didn't have a good resource himself to be able to do that. So he actually set out just to solve that problem for himself. He began looking at different plat maps and different data sources and was compiling all of this information. And he also realized at the time that there was not at the time one place where you could go and just find all this information. So he was going to a lot of different resources and compiling everything he could. And then he actually, that would have been probably 2008 or so is when he started doing it for himself. And so the GPS technology was kicking off a little bit with the Garmins. They were becoming a little bit more prevalent. And he had a Garmin that had a micro SD chip slot. And so he took all this data, compiled it to his computer, formatted it somehow to be able to read in a card, and formatted that card to work in his GPS. So, you know, he really just solved the problems himself for the area that he was in particularly, and was able to find, you know, the public lands and some private land data and overlaid that right on his GPS. So not only did he have that data, he could see in real time where his GPS location was in reference to those boundaries and to the public land, and how to get to those trailheads, et cetera. So that's kind of how it all kicked off. And, you know, I don't know how many seasons, if it was just one season or a couple seasons, that Eric used that basically homemade product himself, but he definitely saw the need for it with the hunting community and just anybody out exploring, trying to get access to the public lands around him. And so it just kind of triggered, and he realized that it was a great business opportunity and wanted to share those experiences with everybody.
Well, that was, I mean, it's awesome foresight to be able to see that and to think, you know, just to see that gap there and take advantage of that opportunity, you know what I mean, to get that product out there to people. What's his background? Like, is he a computer guy? How does he know how to do the overlays and get them on to micro SD cards that format to a Garmin? To me, that just sounds confusing and difficult.
Yeah, he's a problem solver. I don't know exactly what Eric went to school for. I believe it's something related to technology and computers, but I could be mistaken on that. But really, I mean, just knowing Eric, he's a problem solver. And really his passion outside of hunting and recreation himself is introducing new people to it. I mean, I've known Eric for, like I said, I've worked at Onyx about 4.5 years and was able to meet Eric right away. And Eric and I have hunted together, and we've spent some time in the woods together. And that's definitely his passion is sharing those experiences and introducing new people to the outdoors, whether it be through hunting or just any recreational opportunity. You know, I think his drive for that and his ability to solve problems is just exactly what he needed to figure it out. You know, it's not something that I don't think a lot of people knew how to do that, especially 10 years ago. But yeah, he saw the need for it, and especially for himself. You know, like I said, he was solving a problem for himself initially, before he realized the business opportunity and the opportunity to introduce that many more people to the outdoors through this product. So yeah, definitely being a problem solver helped that.
I don't think many people could do that today, to be honest with you, let alone 10 years ago. I think that's a select group of people that can work on stuff like that. Let's move on. So what do you think the next big milestone was after 2009 and getting it running and getting it going? Where do you see the next milestone being?
So, yeah, I mean, 2009, you know, is when it got kicked off with the micro SD card, as we said there. And, you know, the entry level, I unfortunately don't have access to, or, you know, I wasn't a customer myself in 2009. I would love to have seen the progression from like the very, very first chip product to now. But, you know, we had, I believe 2009, we had, I'm pretty sure just Montana. 2010 is when we launched several other states. So Montana, Washington, Wyoming, Colorado. We had 11 states in 2010 is what we launched, and it was all the Western states. But it went from being Hunting GPS Maps is the initial name in 2009, you know, all the way to OnX today. So there's been a ton of different milestones in the meantime. Kind of just looking at a rough timeline, see, you know, 2014, we added 31 states. So there's 31 states available in 2014. 2015 is when we have maps for all 50 states. So that definitely would be a big milestone of offering a nationwide product, you know, whether you're in Hawaii or Maine, you know, we've got maps for your state, and just opening up that much more opportunity for people around the country to get out and utilize public lands and to, you know, help in their hunting and fishing and however they're using the app was definitely a big milestone there.
I noticed on the post you guys did in 2012, there was establishing a customer service team. So was that, I'm guessing that's about the time that things started to kind of take off and it was time to really put some people behind the company. Is that when things really kicked off?
For sure. And really up until that point, I mean, Eric and a few other folks that were working for Hunting GPS Maps at the time, they were taking customer service phone calls with their personal cell phones, working out of Eric's basement and his garage, putting the data on the chips and putting them in the packages and shipping them off basically out of Eric's garage for, you know, the first couple of years. So it was definitely entry level business phases there. But yeah, that 2012 was definitely a big milestone of things are picking up more and more orders and more people calling. It's time to establish, you know, a dedicated team, especially the customer service there. And that's one thing that we still realize to this day is, you know, this technology has been around for a while. It's advanced a ton since 2009. But with that being said, you know, it's still technology that a lot of our users aren't familiar with. We still get people who call our customer service that don't know how to download an app. It's just the generation. You know, my dad, for example, growing up when he was teaching me how to hunt, you know, we didn't have this technology. We didn't, you know, we were going off of what the farmer said. Yeah, you can hunt my property and I own these. You know, if you go two fences, you've gone too far. And if you see that tree that is blew down on the right side of the road, you've gone too far kind of information. So, yeah. You know, it came a long ways and people have a lot of questions with the changing technology. So our customer service is huge for OnX. And as I said, when I started out in customer service 4.5 years ago or so, I was one of two. So I was basically primarily the only person taking phone calls for quite a while. And now we've grown and we've established a big customer service team. You know, we take tons and tons of phone calls and emails and through social media and through just every channel that we have now. So that's one area for OnX that has grown a lot in the past 5 years.
Good. I'm sure it takes a lot of support. There's a lot of users out there, right? There's a ton of people using Onyx right now. So I can only imagine the support team it takes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an area of need for sure. And like I said there, it's, you know, we come out with a new feature here and there, and, you know, we're always working to improve what we have and also release new features that people are going to be able to utilize. And with those new features, we have to educate our customers. So, you know, we get everything from, as I said, a phone call or email saying, how do I download an app? Or I don't remember what email address I used, to very technical questions, you know, as far as using the product for specific use cases. So there's a lot of variances there.
The next thing we already talked about the states and kind of when, you know, you got to 31 states and then to 50 states. The next big thing I saw in the timeline was in 2017 when Onyx rebranded. How did that all go? I guess you were working there by that time. So what was that process?
Basically, we realized we started out in the hunting market. That's where we, you know, we still are in the hunting space. We have a hunt app. We also recently just launched an off-road app. And we realized this all the way back in 2017 that, you know, the product that we have is tailored currently toward the hunt market, you know, with the hunting specific boundaries, with the, you know, private public lands, you know, all the hunt specific data is definitely where the product market fit is for that product. But we realized, you know, back then in 2016 and 17, that this product will work and be beneficial for a lot of different use cases. So, you know, and a lot of people purchase Hunt and use Hunt for skiing, for, you know, backpacking, for real estate, for all sorts of different things. And we just kind of were looking ahead, and we realized that rebranding and just kind of going with Onyx. So now we refer to ourselves as Onyx, and we have a product that is Onyx Hunt and a product that is Onyx Off-Road. And in the future, you know, it just kind of opens up more opportunities to be able to expand into different markets. And really at the end of the day, as I said, from Eric's vision early on and where his heart lies, is introducing as many people to the outdoors and outdoor recreation as possible. And that, you know, if that means looking at other market opportunities and, you know, maybe fishing one day or whatever that may be, you know, we just wanted to set ourselves up for success in that aspect.
Yeah. When did that Onyx Off-Road launch?
So that was actually 2019. So that was locked this past year.
Yeah, I thought that was fairly new. I'm just looking at it right now on the website. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so what that does, you know, essentially a lot of it's the same user interface. So you still have the ability to save maps for offline use, you know, mark waypoints, attach photos to waypoints, you know, track your routes, track your rides, etc., and all the customization that goes along with it. Where that one differs from Hunt is you can go in and select, you know, you have a side-by-side or a dirt bike. Here's the activity that you're wanting information for, and it will pull up those roads and trails that are open at that particular time for that activity. So if I'm out dirt biking this weekend, I can pull that up and select dirt bike, and on the map, it'll populate with all the trails and everything that I have access to around me. So, you know, it's a lot of the same thing. And really at the end of the day, it's just getting people out into the outdoors and experiencing those things through just a different means.
So I guess you could work with both of those things at the same time, right? Onyx Hunt and Onyx Off-Road, if you're hunting in a state where you're allowed to have a side-by-side on the trail in order to go hunt. Do they merge together that way, or do you have to run them totally separate?
No, for sure. I mean, I personally have used both when I'm hunting, you know, and honestly, I've used both of them simultaneously when I'm hunting to see, you know, if I'm going to go spend a weekend and hike 8-9 miles back into an area and try and set up camp to hunt elk, I would like to know prior to going out there if it's a popular, say, side-by-side trail. You know, if the trailhead that I'm hiking in 9 miles to go set up camp for a week also allows side-by-sides and ATVs, you know, that's helpful information. So, I've definitely used them side-by-side. Right now, they are two separate apps. It's pretty simple and user-friendly to use both of them together.
Yeah. If you purchase one, does the other, do you get the other one or do you have to purchase them separately?
They are separate subscriptions right now. Yep.
All right. Very good. How much is the off-road? Just curious. I mean, I'm looking at it, but for the listeners.
$29.99, and that's for the nationwide there.
Okay. Got it.
Yep. And so, yeah, I mean, that was a really exciting thing for us, you know, being Hunt for essentially 10 years and then diving into a new market and growing the team to be able to do that. So we're still focused on Hunt just like we always have been. You know, it's not like we're taking resources away from that product to add another one. We're growing the team and just expanding. And yeah, it's been a really good transition.
Okay. So that was the rebranding. And in 2018, I saw you guys linked up with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Project to expand some public land. How'd that work?
Yeah. So, and this all goes all the way back to Eric's vision and company direction starting out is, you know, access, being access related and access minded. You know, we've given back all throughout the history of Onyx. We're extremely fortunate to be able to partner with super awesome organizations, you know, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, NWTF, you know, BHA, this TRCP. There's so many conservation minded groups that we work with and have partnerships with all throughout that definitely wasn't something that just happened in 2018. But 2018 is when we sat down with TRCP and really put our information and our internal resources to work to establish just how much of the public land is unusable out there to the everyday person. So we worked with TRCP and our internal GIS folks here to look at the data, figure out, you know, the buffers and essentially find out all of the landlocked public lands. And essentially, for anybody who's not aware, like a landlocked piece of public land is a piece that, you know, it might be a state piece or BLM piece or a federal piece, but there's no way to access that piece. So there might not be a public road going through it. There might not be a public trail with an easement, et cetera. So it's public lands out there, but we're not able to step foot on them legally. Would either require trespassing or obtaining permission from private property ownership to, you know, go through that private property to access that public land. So that is, you know, as I said, it's always been on the forefront of what we've been doing here at Onyx as far as access minded and conservation. But that was a really big initiative in 2018, and it's just expanding from there. So we're working, you know, this past year on more state related landlocked land and not just addressing what is landlocked, but what can be done to either transfer or obtain public access to those pieces. So it's been, you know, a really great piece that we've been able to work on with TRCP there.
How much land did you identify? Do you know, like, how much landlocked stuff is out there?
As you're saying that, I'm pulling up because there's some very, very big numbers, and I don't want to misspeak. I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, while you're pulling that up, I will correct myself. I think I said project. Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Project and its partnership. For
yep.
those that won't feel like they need to correct me, I'll correct myself. So there you go. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the report, and all of this information is on our website as well as the TRCP's website there. But if you go to our website and then find our blog, you can see, you know, a lot of this information that we're speaking on in a lot more in-depth data there.
I think that's really cool that you guys did that. It gives those conservation organizations such a good visual to say, okay, that's the spot we need to focus on right there. And that's the ranch that we need to go talk to, or that's the, you know, whatever it is that's blocking that access. So
for sure. Yeah, it brings awareness to it. And then from awareness brings different folks and different organizations and us included of, you know, well, how, now that we know this information, how do we help, you know, improve access to these areas? So I'm looking at this report here. And so we primarily focus on the western side of the US for this report. And so basically from, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, and west from there, there's 15.87 million acres of state and federal lands that are entirely landlocked.
Jeez.
So that's
a lot.
Yeah, Montana alone is 1.52 million acres.
That's a lot.
So there's just a ton of land out there. You know, Wyoming is 3.05 million acres. You know, and those are the larger numbers. There's some, you know, that don't have as much, especially the farther you go east, you know, unfortunately, because there's not as much public land. But yeah, North Dakota, 107,000 acres there. So yeah, it's crazy the amount of public lands that are out there that we as hunters or recreationists, we don't have access to get to them.
Well, hopefully that report will help, and it'll help give that information to those organizations that are out there fighting for it.
Yeah.
That's an awesome project, man. That's good. I noticed on the website, so if you want to read this article, this is for the listeners, of course. If you go to the Onyx website, at the top, it says Inside Onyx. There's a drop down. There's actually a tab that says Landlocked Lands, and you click on that, and it has the state report and the federal report. So you can read both of those reports. Both of them are right there with a click of a finger. So the last thing I wanted to talk about as far as growth is in 2019, outside of building the off-road app, that you guys also made it possible to share your waypoints, and photos became available too. And to me, that was so I started using Onyx probably 2017, I think, is when I started playing around with it. And last year when you guys started that sharing of waypoints, it was incredible. So awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big one for me too. And for a lot of people. And, you know, there's been so many improvements and changes, and just going from, you know, the SD card that you needed a Garmin handheld GPS unit separately to the app, you know, there's just been a ton of transitions and improvements, but that one for me was one of the bigger impacts as well. I know first time that we offered that, I was actually on a late season elk hunt and was fortunate enough to harvest an elk kind of at last light. And I was a couple 3 miles maybe from the pickup. And I was with a coworker and I was able to mark a waypoint. I had enough service there, marked a waypoint, and I was able to text that waypoint, send it to another coworker and buddy of ours. And, you know, in the dark, didn't really know where we were. In the dark, he was able to use that waypoint, use the app to navigate directly to us those 3 miles and help with the pack out. So it can be used for so many different applications. I use it a lot for even just family safety, you know, especially if I'm hunting solo or going out solo, you know, sending a waypoint to a family member and saying, hey, here's the rough area I'll be at, and here's a backup, just so people know where you're at. Meetup locations, I've used it a ton for that one, as in the sense of, let's meet here at 5:30 in the morning, you know, instead of take a turn here and then drive up 4 miles and then at the cattle guard take a left. You know, you can just mark waypoint, text it to him, send it to him however you want, and it pulls right up in their app. So that one is a big game changer for sure.
Yeah, I love that one. I use it for sharing camp, and because I, you know, I'm out here in Texas and I have a lot of friends that are all over the place, and they'll say, this is where I'm camping, man. If we're hunting together, show up right here, and you just drive right up to that spot, and it works out perfect.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. And I mean, stand locations too for the whitetail hunters. You know, if I go to a new property that I haven't hunted, instead of taking half a day for somebody who is familiar with property or maybe set up the stands to drive me around and show me the best way to access each stand, you know, now you can just text that information over and say, here's the stand location for this wind, and here's the stand location for, you know, this other type of wind, and here's the best route to access in there. And, you know, you can show up late at night and then in the morning by yourself with using that feature in the app, navigate directly to the stand without disturbing anything and have a hunt instead of, you know, burning a half a day or something.
Right. Yeah. Works out perfect. So, well, that brings us pretty much up to date. I'm going to ask you if you got any secrets coming up or anything that we can expect to come, you know, in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. But I'm pretty sure I know your answer to this already, but I got to ask.
Yeah. My lips are sealed a little bit there, but we're always trying to innovate and improve on the product. You know, we're at a point now where it's very stable. The offline maps, everything, it just works. And that's definitely what we wanted, is to start with the usability of the app and improve on that portion of it, as well as some of the features for offline. We realized that, you know, if you're trusting your phone as a GPS in the backcountry, you know, it has to work, and we're definitely there. So now we're looking at, you know, not only improving that usability and reliability of it, but also expanding on in the future new features and new things that, you know, we haven't had in the past. And, you know, we're always adding stuff. Like this past year, we added a bunch of new weather stations. So now, you know, you can pull up wind and weather for anywhere in the country. So a lot of new features like that. And that's really what we're going to continue to do, is innovate and come out with the next best thing and provide it to our users.
Can't wait to see what comes. Well, I think that's pretty awesome, man. I appreciate you coming on and kind of doing a quick rundown of where it started and, you know, the journey that OnX has taken from 2009 until today. And I wanted to share that. When I saw the 10-year anniversary, you know, posts and all of that stuff start coming out on social media, it's very interesting to me, and I think it's cool for people to know the history of it. So I'm glad we got to share it here on the Backcountry Rookies. And
yeah, for sure. And, you know, we do have a blog about the 10-year kind of progression as well. So same thing, like you said there, if you go to our website, onxmaps.com, find the blogs. Celebrating 10 years of OnX Hunt is what that one's called. But yeah, I mean, really appreciate the opportunity to come on here and chat with you about it a little bit. And, you know, for anybody who maybe hasn't heard the last couple podcasts or isn't familiar with OnX, you know, we do have a free 7-day trial. Download the app, try it out, and definitely get a hold of us if you have any questions via social media or our customer service. We're happy to help.
And after you try it for 7 days, you're going to want to buy it. So use the code Rookies, and you'll save 20% on whatever your membership is.
Perfect.
Hey, so it's trade show season. Where are you guys going to be? What kind of trade shows can people come out and see you? That, you know, where can people interact with OnX?
Yeah, for sure. So we're actually starting next week. We're going to be at some shows. So we'll be at the Sportsman Show in Portland, Oregon, for about a week. And then we're going to, after that, the following week, we have 3 simultaneous shows. We've got a show at Salt Lake, Western Hunt Expo. We've got a NWTF convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and then the Presence Forever and Quail Classic in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So that's kind of the short term. We'll be at a few events this summer, you know, a couple Total Archer challenges and yeah, a few other smaller events later on in the year. But yeah, we'll be at those shows. Definitely come see us, stop by the booth and let us know you're a member of OnX and chat hunting stories and ask questions and so on and so forth.
Maybe you don't know yet, but which Total Archery challenges are you guys going to be at?
So I'm hoping to be at the Montana one. We've got, there's a few things coming up this summer. It's going to be a busy summer into season this year. So hoping to be at the Big Sky one in Montana, and then the one that's near Salt Lake City, Utah. I believe we'll have a booth at that one as well. We did last year. It's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation partnership one there. So we will have a booth there and we'll have some folks down there. I hope I get to make that one, but we'll see. It's going to be a busy summer.
Is that the elk camp? Yeah. Rocky Mountain Elk? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That was a great show last year. You know, it's a perfect place for it. Perfect time for it with the Total Archer Challenge. Yeah, it was a really good event.
Yeah. Cool. Very good. Well, Dylan, I appreciate you coming on and chatting about OnX and the 10 years. What's the website and how do people get in touch with you and all that contact information?
Yeah, so the website is just www.onxmaps.com. Tons of information on there. You know, you can find video tutorials, FAQs, just different content, etc. And then we're on basically all the social media channels. So Instagram, Onyx Hunt, Onyx Hunt on Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, if you type in Onyx Hunt, you'll be able to find us. Same with the App Store.
Yep, it's not hard at all to find. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. And I'm sure hopefully you'll come back on the show again later on this year, and we'll get to chat again.
Yeah, hopefully I've got some hunting stories to share.
Yeah, maybe we'll be able to do a live one from a total archery challenge if I get to go to the ones I want to go to.
Perfect. Yep, let me know for sure.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Dylan for coming on. Thanks to Onyx for being part of the outdoor industry and providing us with an awesome, awesome tool to help us while we're out there hunting or hiking or off-roading or just whatever we're doing outdoors. We can use that app, the Onyx Hunt app or Onyx Off-Road app, to get done what we want to get done. So thank you to them. Reminder, use the code ROOKIES and you'll save 20% off your Onyx membership whenever you purchase. You know, it's up to you if you want to purchase premium or elite membership or off-road, whatever. And thank you also to Elk 101 and to Go Hunt for being sponsors of this podcast. Use the code ROOKIES at either one and you will save in one way or another, right? If you use the code ROOKIES at Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting, you save $20 off of the Elk Hunting platform, the educational platform, University of Elk Hunting. If you use the code ROOKIES at Go Hunt, you will get $50 in store credit when you sign up for the Insider Program. And that can be used in their Go Hunt Gear Shop, which is full of great hunting gear. Thanks for listening. Leave us a review. If you got questions, comments, concerns, shoot us an email at team@backcountryrookies.com or jump over to Instagram. Hit us up over there on a direct message. We are at Backcountry Rookies on Instagram. So thanks for listening and get your Onyx app. That's all I can say. Thanks for listening. Out of here.